This episode is brought to you by Camp Sleep Scared. Enjoy listening to pure fear and horror stories this Halloween season, and fall asleep while I read to you beside a campfire. Just search Camp Sleep Scared on your favorite podcast app, or click the link below.
Welcome to My Sexy Stories. Enjoy your night or the start of your day, made spicy by our imaginative stories. Feast your eyes to the inspiration of this story, Lana Rhodes. Check her Instagram link below. And enjoy listening to My Sexy Stories.
The next story is posted by author Zombies Never Sadie. From our / erotica, the title of this post is The New Girl Learns How to Distress Her Boss. Sit back and enjoy the story.
She had just started as an intern in my law firm a few weeks ago. It didn't take long for me to identify her as my favorite. She had a pronounced hourglass figure, slim but with a rather heavy chest. Her breasts stood out nicely in the low-cut blouses she would often wear to work, letting just enough of her cleavage show without it being improper. Her ass was just as appealing, round, and held tightly in her pencil skirts. I had made sure to talk to her frequently since she started. I enjoyed having her around, bouncing into my office, and, naturally, watching her walk back out. It was the early evening now and I had just returned to the office from a court hearing. There were still a few folks in the office, working late on deadlines, but most of the staff had left for the day. I was frustrated by a particularly difficult client, the type that thought their intuition was better than my professional legal advice. A moron whose self-importance was torpedoing the case despite my best efforts. I entered the office and closed the door, throwing my blazer over the luxurious sofa facing my desk. I slouched into my desk chair and opened the bottom drawer, pulling out a bottle of scotch and a rocks glass. I stared out the window, watching the sun start to drift below the skyline. Eventually, my thoughts drifted to the new girl. She had been wearing an especially tight black pencil skirt today, the kind that emphasized her hips and prevented her from walking too quickly. It wrapped too firmly around her calves. It was so tight I could make out the cleft between her ass cheeks when she turned around. Her top was a bit less revealing, a simple white blouse, but it was cute enough to give a glimpse of her substantial cleavage. As my thoughts roamed, I felt my cock begin to stiffen. Well, there's one way to relax, I thought. I leaned back a little, unbuttoned the top of my dress shirt, and unzipped my pants. I pulled my cock out, still soft and flexible, just beginning to grow now. I lazily ran my fingers along with it, just my index and middle finger at first gently stretching it across my open pants. As it started to stiffen, I reached into my desk again, retrieving a small bottle of hand lotion. I placed a line along my length and began rubbing it in, watching the white smear along with my thickening cock. My hand was brushing along my length more easily now. My cock was glimmering with slickness under my desk light. Now, I wrapped my fingers around myself and began to pump in more deliberate motions. Just as I began to lean back, really get into it, my office door opened and the new girl came in, quickly closing the door behind her. "Sir, I was just going over that last email with that troublesome client," and she stopped mid-sentence as she noticed the head of my now fully erect cock peeking out above my desk. "Oh, fuck, I thought most people had left." I scrambled to push my thick cock back into my boxer briefs. She spun around hurriedly, averting her eyes, but showing me her pronounced ass cheeks stuffed into that too tight pencil skirt. "I'm sorry, sir, I should have knocked. I didn't realize." "It's okay," I said, still trying to stuff my fully erect cock back into my pants. "Fuck, her presence is not helping this go down. I'm just trying to relieve some stress. That client has me racked with anxiety." She looked over her shoulder, not quite looking at me, but turning enough that I got a clear look at her immaculately applied makeup. "You know, sir, maybe I could help you out a little." She walked over to the office door and peeked out, then closed it and locked it. "It looks like there are only a few strays still lingering about." I raised one eyebrow as she turned to face me now, leaning forward slightly to give me a better view of her blouse. "Ah, that's not exactly in your job description, but I wouldn't mind a bit of help." "Well, sir, actually, it is my job to make sure things go as smoothly as possible. So, I'd love to be able to help you de-stress from work." She took a few steps towards my desk, her high heels clicking against the hardwood floor. Though I'll be honest, I'm not the most experienced in this kind of thing. Sensing the opportunity, I stopped fighting against my erection, Instead, I let it stand prominently behind the desk. Then, I stood up and lowered my pants, stepping out of them. Then, I walked around and sat on the edge of my desk, facing her just a few feet away. That's quite all right. I like to think of myself as a good teacher. We'll start simply. I'm going to sit right here and stroke my cock. I want you to watch, but I also want you to help. So, go ahead and take off your top. She let her delicate hands slide to her sides, slowly moving to the hem of her blouse, and then began to pull it upwards, keeping her eyes trained on mine. I pushed my lotion into my free hand and rubbed it into my cock, using my palm to spread it along the top and bottom. My hand made a light squelching noise as it gripped my cock and pushed along it. I saw the bottom of her tits, and then, after a pause, she raised her blouse further, letting her large, full tits bounce free. Ah, no bra today, HM. No, sir, bras don't work well with this top. Should I do more? She eyes my thick cock, arcing upwards toward her, hungrily. Press your tits together, and then let a line of saliva drip from your mouth into your cleavage. I was moving my hand more vigorously now. My eyes were moving quickly between her open, pouty mouth and her luscious tits, hanging freely before me. She pressed them together tightly now, lifting them up at the same time, encouraging me to imagine my thick cock between them. I watched as a long strand of saliva slowly ran from her bottom lip down into her cleavage, stretching unbroken before finally breaking and sliding between her tightly held breasts. Like that, sir? She asked demurely. Yes, just like that. That's very good. Now, tell me, how are you feeling? She hesitated for a moment, still propping her tits up tightly for me as I continued to stroke myself. I feel kind of warm, kind of embarrassed. Wham, in what sense? Be specific with me. Well, between my legs, I can feel myself getting wet. I have a small thong on today, black, like my skirt, and I can feel it sticking to me now, pressing against mine. Your pussy. She blushed at my sudden vulgarity. Yes, sir. It's sticking against my labia. Part of me wants to reach down and pull it away, but I can't possibly do that without removing my skirt. And, anyway, then I just want to rub myself. I nodded, still focused on her plump lips and tightly held tits. I was squeezing my cock more firmly now, trying to emulate the feeling of being inside a pussy. The head grew red as I slowly moved my hand towards it on each long, tight stroke. I don't want you to take off your skirt today, but come closer, it's time for you to try this. I placed my hands on the edge of my desk and wait for her to come between my legs. She did as I asked, pushing her toned thighs between my legs. Her bare tits were pressing against my chest now. Now, spit in your hand and start slowly. She let another long trail of saliva drop into her hand. Then, she gripped my cock at its base with her small, wet hand. Go ahead and stroke me. It may sound silly, but you're not milking a cow. Don't tug. Think of it as waxing a rail instead. Smooth but firmly. There you go, that's good. I gave her directions as she let her delicate hand glide across the full length of my cock. She seemed nervous at first but slowly became more confident as I guided her. So, the head of my cock is especially sensitive, particularly the opening. Be gentle with it, but don't neglect it. There you go, let your thumb glide over it softly. That feels good. It's a little sticky, sir. Are you close to coming? That's just my pre-cum, and yes, I'm very turned on. I think you'll make me come soon. Are you feeling a little slutty? Yes, sir, I feel so dirty. But it's really hot too. I can feel my pussy throbbing. And, oh God, I think my thighs are starting to get wet. God, I think my thing is going to be ruined now. Good, keep being descriptive like that. It turns me on more. Now, turn around and push your ass against me. She did as she was told. She turned to face away from me and pushed her ass, stuffed so tightly into that skirt, against my balls. I let my cock fall right between her cheeks. With the way she was bent over, her pencil skirt was almost translucent, stretched so thinly across her ass. I could see the outline of her thong and what looked like a small beauty mark on her left cheek. Okay, now, reach around and keep rubbing me. Keep my cock between your ass while you do. It'll definitely make me come. She reached her small hand behind her back and continued to stroke me, pressing gently downward at the same time so that I'd stayed pressed into the cleft of her ass. With one hand I held onto her waist, holding myself firmly against her backside. With my other hand, I began groping one of her tits, letting my index finger and thumb tease her nipple. Your nipple is getting hard. Are you more turned on now? Yes, sir, this is so hot. God, I feel really naughty. My thong is sinking between my labia now. And what you're doing with my nipple feels so good. Can you feel my cock stiffening even more? That means I'm close to coming. Go a little faster. Okay, and rub her ass against me too. It'll make me come. She gripped me more tightly, barely fitting her fingers around the girth of my thick member. Then, she started to bounce her ass hypnotically, grinding slowly against me, running all the way up to the head of my cock and then back down. Fuck, that's hot. So fucking slutty. Keep going. I'm right there. Faster. She did exactly as directed. She held my cock firmly between her ass cheeks, almost completely exposed by the thin fabric now, and kept grinding. Fuck, fuck, here it comes. I felt myself convulse against her hand, letting out a rope of thick.
Hey, boys and girls. I know I've been gone for a while. My name is Ellie, and I'm the creator of this podcast you're listening to. I'm excited to announce that I'm finally in the right space to create more content again. The link below will take you to my Patreon, where I will read you stories with no ads, no background music, and no robotic mistakes. Just you, me, and the stories we both love. For those of you who will support me while I build up episodes again, a lifetime lower rate is my gift back to you. Be one of 99 special people I'll always think about in my dreams. See you there.
White semen that shot onto the small of her back. The second rope didn't go as far, landing instead on the hem of her skirt. It quickly began to run down the slope of her ass. The third landed next to it, staining her skirt further. The fourth and final show of sperm was the thickest yet. It shot even further up her back, landing near her exposed shoulder blades. It was an especially large glob and began slowly sliding down her back. It collected at the hem of her skirt and split, some running over the outside and some running down onto her skin or thong. I was breathing heavily now. Fuck, that was really hot. You did such a good job. I hope you don't mind the mess. She turned around and smiled, pulling her blouse back on. Not at all, sir. I'm glad I could relieve you. There isn't really anyone around. I'll just have to clean this up before I sit in my car, though. I chuckled. Yes, you better? What about you? Are you going to rub your pussy tonight? To be honest, I might do it as soon as I get in my car. It would feel slutty, but I'm really, really wet. Well, maybe I can help you with that next time. But, I should really get home too. Yes, sir, of course. And, please let there be a next time. I'm happy to help you de-stress whenever you need it. I smiled as I buckled my belt and grabbed my blazer. I'll keep that in mind.
If you want to listen to more of my sexy stories, go subscribe and be regaled by 5 stories each and every day. Thank you for listening to my sexy stories.